Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Shin Ein Vav, the last line on the page. Be'aser simet yeshiva mispelelim kan zochenu lechayim v'chulei. We add that phrase, zochenu lechayim melech avetz b'chayim. Ve'lichura yipolei, ma inyan tefila zoi v'vercha zoi. It seems on the surface to be curious. Why should we insert this tefila right here in this bracha? Shekula shivchoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This bracha is praise for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha, and furthermore, the halacha is shebeshalosh rishonos ein lispalel atzocheinu. In the first three brachos, it's all praise, and we don't request. And here we insert zocheinu lechayim. Ulay nitan lima. Perhaps you can say the following: arba'a anashim nizkarim v'chazei. Four people are mentioned in this bracha. Shalosh is ha'avos v'melech ha'mashiach. Through each one of these four, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed in a specific manner how he wants life. He's the king, the God who wants life. He saved Abraham from the furnace. So it's in the merit of Abraham that we ask for zochenu lechayim. Al Yitzchak Avinu Alav Hashalom Amar Ba'akedah, at the peak of the Akedah, at the culmination, Al tishlach yedecho el hanar ve'al ta'as lo yime'uma. Don't stretch your hand forth, don't do anything to him. Bizchusenu mebakshim el melech chofetz b'chayim. So that corresponds to him. Yaakov avinu alav ha'shalom. Amar le'lavan, he said to Lavan at the confrontation, Es onyi vigi'a kapay ro'a elokim v'yoychach amesh. Hashem saw my toil, my oppression. And HaMelech HaMashiach Yevoi Leman Shemoi, that corresponds to that phrase in the first bracha. Ve'afanu mevakshim al chayim rak shiyu lema'ancha Elokim chayim. We ask for love that should be lema'ancha. Anachnu mitzapim ligeula leman Shemoi, so we anticipate the geula. Ve'achanaseinu likaso hi shegam anachnu yechi chayinu leman Shemoi. Our preparation for the geula is to live our lives leman Shemoi. Then Melech Oizer Umoyeshia Umogen. Arba Madagoisen. These four words connote four different levels. Harishonai Kabbalas Malchusei Zborach. The first one is Kabbalas Malchusei, the king. Im hi amitis. If that Kabbalah is sincere, Zechim Nezrasei Zborach Lamid Maasim Tovim. One earns Yata Deshmaya to produce Maasim Tovim. That's the Oizer. Miribui Maasim Tovim Zechim Leivasham Heara. From an abundance of Maasim Tovim, one merits to be saved from the Ra, that's the Moishia. Shalot yelo shum shlita al adam, that Ra should not have domination of the individual. Achafilu im adam nitzol me'ara shebekirboi, even if the person has been saved from the evil within himself, adan yechulim le'erov le'ikuchoy sarah mibachutz. They can still be lurking outside negative forces, lachshilo yu lelachim negdoi, to make him stumble, to battle him. Im ha'adam chazak me'od lilachem yitzoy ulnatzchoy. If a person is exceptionally strong, he battles his yitzara and defeats it. Huzecheh she'akadosh munilo magen. That's the magen part of it. So you can see here the progression. Melech is kabbalas malchus. Then the siyata d'shmaya oizer to produce all sorts of masim tovim. That gives one the merit to be noisha. And if a person defeats his yetzer hara, then there's magen. Kadosh becomes his shield. She'einu nosei lachitzim shenaru negdo lifgua boi. The magen, of course, prevents the projectiles that have been shot at him, prevents them from hitting him. Laze zecha Avraham avinu alav shalom. So Avraham earned this. She'nema lo al tira Avraham onoichim magen lachasim. Hashem says to him, I'm your shield. Secharcha harbe me'oid in lech lecha. This is a supreme level of Hashgacha. Abraham earned it. Ve'alei nivna klal Yisrael. It's on this level that klal Yisrael was built. Hu asher anachnu koreim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu shimer amo Yisrael lo'ad. It's in this vein that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who protects, the one who guards his nation. Lechol madrigois. All the madrigois, all the levels. Mimalchus, Admagen, these ones that we just described. Melech, and then Oizer, and then Moshe Umagen. All of these levels. Zacha Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom Larishena. He was the first one to earn them. Uvmida Atzuma, and to a tremendous extent. Yedua Kushias Atoisois, Brachis Davmem Amul Beis. Bibu Maschil Omar. Behadechol Bacha Shein Bah Malchus Enem Bracha. Toisois queries over there. We have a rule, the Gemara enunciates a rule, that any bracha that does not connote the term melech is not a bracha. Shafilu hadoilege milas ilam. Even if a person skipped just the word olam, says a melech, but not ha ilam, tzarich lachazo ulvarech. The bracha is invalid. The person has to say it again. Ve'im kein lama bevirkas avois lo tiknu melech olam. We don't say, Baruch Ata Hashem elokeinu melech olam in this bracha. That's Tosfos' difficulty. Ve'tirtzu, the Avraham havei kmo malchus. The term Avraham is tantamount to saying melech olam. That's what Avraham's life was about, to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell the world about his Malchus. So by saying Avraham, it's as if we said Melech HaOlam, and the bracha is valid. Uchfi midas kabalas ha-malchus sheloi, corresponding to his kabalas ha-malchus shamayim, hu zachal ishlashes ha-midas ha-chiros. He also earned the levels of Ezer Mashiach again. Finally, Mogein Avraham v'heye beracha. Hashem says to Avraham v'heye beracha, and Chazal comment, Rashi cites that same of Chazal, Becha Choisemim. The bracha will end with you. Mogen Avraham. Af shekol avos hakdoshim zachu le'isah madrega. Even though Yitzchak and Yaakov also earned that level, hem nichlalim baze be'avraham avinu. They are encompassed, they are within Avraham. Hu zachal levracha zoi. He earned this bracha. Shemimenu noldu heim. From him they came. And then there was this bifurcation from his, there was now a split, and there were new ways of avodah, pachad, emes, umimen hushtas haklal Yisrael. From Avraham was founded klal Yisrael. Vaad shevi'i. Hinenu magi'im la berechois ha'imtzeyois shen kulan bakashis. We now arrive at the middle section of the Amidah, the requests. We need to know how to approach them. So we're going to look at the words of the Gaon in his commentary, Shnos Eliyahu. The Gemara says then, Brachos Chasidim Harishonim Hayu Shehim Sha'a Achas Kedei Shechavnus Libam L'Makoyim. That's the Gemara. Chasidim Harishonim used to prepare for an hour in order to prepare the heart. The Gaon says, Perush She'asur Lechaven Batefila Letzuch Atzmoy. Asuri says it's forbidden to have intent for oneself in the tefillah. Achlis palel shiyukol Yisrael betachlis hashlemus. Rather, one should daven that klal Yisrael should be at the level of perfection. Ve'yenishlam knesses Yisrael lemala, and that knesses Yisrael above, which the author will just now say is a term for the shechina, should be complete and perfect. Aval loy letzorech atzmoy, not for his own needs. Ela yispalel be'elokai netzor al atzmoy. So the Gaon says, at the end of the Amidah, in Adokai Netzoy, there one can daven for oneself. There one can insert. Shetifilas Elokai Netzoy hu al atzmoy. That is devoted for one's personal needs. Veze she'amukan kedei she'chavnu libam le'avim she'bashamayim. This is what this Gemara means. They took an hour of preparation in order to direct their hearts. This is what they did to focus on this idea of davening for the klal. Lo she'chavnu badiboru. Says the author, Hare yuskenu kol ha-bakashis b'shmonese avu ha-klal Yisrael v'ha-shechina. We see from the Gaon that all the requests in the Amidah were established for klal Yisrael and the Shechina, in brackets, she knesses Yisrael lemala. The Gaon refers to it as knesses Yisrael lemala, the klal Yisrael above, that's the Shechina. Ve'asur yispalelu avu atzmoy b'nusach ha-bakashis shekavu an-shnei kese ha-gdeila. And according to the Gaon, it's forbidden to daven for himself in the brachos that are established. But we see discussions in the Gemara. Venifsak ba'alacha, and it's paskened. Sharotzel yispalel tzokei atzmoy. Me'ein kol bracha ovecha yispalel be'emza bracha. So one can insert all sorts of things for oneself in the bracha. That seems to contradict what the Gaon is saying. Yesh le'ima shemutar leosif nusach misheloi. Presumably the Gaon would say one can add to the bracha one's own formulation in the bracha, like those Gemaras in the Halacha seems to say. Aval banusach ha-kavua, but regarding the established text, tzarech lispalel dav kavua klal Yisrael. Those words must be devoted to klal Yisrael. Gam ha-gaon Rav Chaim ma'arich b'ze b'nefesh ha-chaim beis yud alef, so Rav Chaim Volozhin also elaborates on this, shekol inyan ha-tefilahu. What he says over there is that the whole concept of tefilah al chilul Hashem sheyesh b'tzaram shel Yisrael is about the chilul Hashem that ensues as a result of the fact that we have all sorts of shortcomings. When Klal Yisrael, when there's illness and when there's lack of parnasah, all of these incidents of tzar of Israel is really a cause for chilul Hashem. Venimtza kol inyan tefila al tzar ashchina. So the entire concept of tefillah is because of the distress of the Shechina, b'tzaram shel Yisrael, v'al kiddushim shamayim b'olam. We daven to alleviate the distress of the Shechina because it is distressed by the distress of Klal Yisrael. And we daven for kiddushim shamayim. Yesoid ze nimtza gam barashbam, barashas ekev, shlishi, Sham. So we have the Goyin saying this, and Rav Chaim, and the Rashbam. Gisha zoi latefila, mechayeves esan lizgabe al hagashas tzorcheinu atzmiyim. So this approach to tefila obligates us to override our personal needs, ularchives libenu, to expand our hearts, largish betzarasei shel haklal Yisrael, to sense the distress, the difficulties of Klal Yisrael. Be'emes klal gadolu batfila. We have a fundamental rule in Brachos Daf Lamed le'olam lishatef inish nafsheh ba'adei tzibur. Chazal tell us a person should include himself with a tzibur. Aval kam rechokim anachnu melosses es da'ateinu al haklal kol. We are very distant from paying attention to the klal. Kol echad ro'e rak es hachug hakatan sheloy. We see our own small circle. Uvechug hashone ktzas b'minagav ve'hashkafei sav. When it comes to other communities, just a little bit different in minhagim, who mistakel b'mabat shlili. We have a tendency to view those things negatively. Ha'im ha'avas ha'klal Yisrael tofeses makom etzlenu. Can we say that love for Klal Yisrael really, really takes up much of us, really is significant within us? V'inei bazem amidenu hagro al ha'chiyuv. Specifically here, the Gaon indicates to us this obligation. V'yisichet batefila davka im ha'klal Yisrael. That in one's tefillah one should focus on Klal Yisrael, ulispel al shlemusein, to daven for its perfection. Uma retzuya umuchachas avodah zo bedoreinu. The author is adding, how imperative is such avodah in our orphaned generation, hasevel la'ayefa mipirud el avodah, that suffers so enormously from dissension, sin aschinam umachlekois, milevad kol atzeroes mibachot, besides everything that's happening on the outside. Yesh lislamed b'derech tefillah zeh zman memushach. So a person should train himself in this approach, this path of tefillah, for a lengthy period of time, be'ikvius uvsevlanus, consistently and patiently, ad shenisagel b'yisyachadus im haklal b'tefillah, until we become accustomed to unify ourselves, to merge ourselves to the klal, with the klal in davening. Rabbeinu HaGaon Rabbi Yisrael Nishmaso Eden Ha'ir Kan Ha'ara Nechutza. Rabbi Yisrael Meselant made a necessary comment over here. Ki tzarich ha'adam lisbonen gam ken be'atzmoy. The person also has to reflect, examine himself. Im piv ve'liboy shavim, whether his words and his heart are equivalent or consistent. Ve'shelo yu ma'asav se'esrim es devarav. So that his acts don't contradict his words. Ve'lo yiramez atzmoy lachashoyv, and not delude himself into thinking, kvar alisi lemala rama, I'm already on a high level, lispale rak ba'ad haklal, ve'lo ba'ad tzuch etzmi, I daven for the klal, I do not daven for myself, uv'chipus b'masa, but when a person then looks at his actions, yimatzei mezuyaf mitochei, it'll be seen how corrupt how insincere those thoughts are. Ki gam truma ktana misatzel ases letevas haklal, because he'll find himself maybe not even giving a small contribution to the klal in practice. Misatzel afrusha meisura ezulasei b'mekom she'asa yecholus biadoi. Or the person was lazy where he could. There was an opportunity to separate someone else from an isur and he didn't do it. So to make sure that when one is davening for the klal, but that should be reflected in his deeds. Mitalmidoy hagadol shel Rabbi Yisrael, Rav Simcha Zisl Mikyam. So from the great Talmid of Rabbi Yisrael, kvar hevenu bavad hasheni, we already cited him in the second vad, ki etzem inyan ha'tefila hu lashish bono emuna. Tefila allows emuna to take root within us. Kesheanachnu mevakshim me'akadosh baruch hu she'imale es kol chesron haseinu. When we ask Hashem to fulfill our needs, anu mislamdim baze, this teaches us, that the sole address for all our needs is the Creator. This is an exercise in emunah. Ram Simcha Zitzel Kosei B'Ma'ar Ches B'Chuchma Musa Chelek Beis. So he writes over there, Tefillah hi shoresh hashlemus. Tefillah is the root of perfection. Ki shoresh hashlemus acharei kol ha'askala shel emuna, because the root of perfection after all of the intellectual work of emuna, hu le'agia le'madregas hakaras hashgacha, is to come to recognize hashgacha, the level where when one perceives the hashgacha speaking to one. Ve'loi kmo afrum eshesuvim ha'olam, not like the world holds, hainu frumkeit b'lo haskala, just frumkeit without any thought attached to it. If a person is told, Matitzak Berosh Hashanah Galus Hashchina, Tzak Lalechem. If a person is told, Rosh Hashanah, what are you davening for? Galus Hashchina, you should daven for bread, for Paranasa. Yichaz v'imah, let's say he responds in anger and he says, Aloy Hamash Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Havel Havalim. Shlomo HaMelech says, it's all Hevel, Hari Olam Hevel. V'lama Avakesh Al Hevel? Why should I ask for that? Avakesh Rak Al Galus Hashchina, I'm going to ask for the Galus Hashchina. K'moy Sheshlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom Bikesh Rak Chochma V'Das. Like he asked only for Chochma V'Das. Aval hu lo yavin, this is now the Rav Simcha Zitzel criticizing this person's response. What he doesn't understand is, ki hen emes, Shloim HaMelech Amar Havel Havalim. Shloim HaMelech said it, and it was sincere. Aval hu lo yamar, this individual didn't say it. Ve'im yamar hu Havel Havalim, if he himself says such a thing, eino rak yimdaber be'ad acherim. It's just words. Ve'araya, and the proof of it will be, im yig'u bo kechut ha'sara, if somebody impinges on him, if somebody takes from him, deprives him, he'll be filled with rage, while still talking about how the world is hevel and it's all hevel and nonsense, and but he's full of rage if somebody takes 10 cents from him. So from the words it seems that there's room in the bakashos of the Amidah to have ourselves in mind, kedei le'orer ulechazek ha'emunah, in order to stimulate the emunah, ki rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachol lemalei zechuzo nisenu, to stimulate the emunah that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can fulfill our needs. Anu mevinim, we understand ki gam oifen zeh shel ha'tefilah mechuvan bo emkoi leshlemus haklal Yisrael. We understand that also this manner of tefilah, really at its depth, also is directed at the perfection of klal Yisrael. כי אין לך שלמות יותר גדולה בכלל ישראל. There's no greater perfection in כלל ישראל מזה שנהיה כולנו מחוזקים היטב באמונה. From the fact that we all will be strong in אמונה. To summarize, הרי לפנינו שני מהלכים בבקשה. We have two approaches over here to this central part of the Amida. Number one, הסלמדוס בדאגה לכל הכלל ישראל. Teaching oneself and practicing concern for all of כלל ישראל. Or הסלמדוס באמונה. Or at least asking for oneself, having oneself in mind as a means of increasing emunah. And that also is good for Klal Yisrael because, as we said a moment ago, it brings to perfection Klal Yisrael in that we become strong in emunah. Vehaga be'atzmecha, think to yourself, Eizu ma'alois nifla'ois nuchal afik mishmones achas. What enormous achievements, levels we can derive from one amida. Oy shenetze mimena be'ahava lechol haKlal Yisrael. Either we emerge from the amida with great love for Klal Yisrael, או שנהיה מחוזקים על ידה באמונה בהשגחה אלינה. Or we emerge stronger in אמונה in providence. ואם כך אנחנו מכוונים באלף התפילויס בשנה. If this is the intent that we have in the 1,000 תפילויס, roughly, that we have in the year, הלוי מתפילה עצמה נוכל לזכות לשימוש גדולה. Just from תפילה, with nothing else, from these 1,000 cases of עמידה, without anything else, we already can reach tremendous שלימוס. ומכלל הן אתה שומע עליו. You can derive the converse. לא לעורר אמונה ולא אהבת הכלל. If a person davens without stimulating אמונה or אהבת הכלל, if it doesn't emerge with stronger אמונה or stronger אהבת הכלל, זוהי תפילה יבשה. We would call it a dry תפילה. ועד שמיני. רמב"ם הלכות תפילה, פרק ד', הלכה תס זין. ולא יעשה תפילסי כמו שהיה נושא מסעוי ומשליחו וילך לוי. The Rambam is paraphrasing Chazal. The person should not make his tefillah like somebody who's carrying a heavy burden, and the moment he can, he just throws it off and walks away. לפיכך צריך להישב מעט אחרי התפילה, therefore after the tefillah one should sit for a while, ואחר כך ייפטר, and only then leave. חסידים הראשונים היו שהיא משעה אחת קודם תפילה, ושעה אחת עלה אחרי התפילה, Rambam here quotes at Gemara in Brachos, that the early Rishonim, the early Hasidim, used to prepare for an hour and then wait for an hour after the tefillah, and the tefillah used to take an hour. That's the quotation. Harei ha-she'iyah lifnei ha-tefillah v'achareya hi halacha l'koel. The Rambam is clearly indicating that preparing for the tefillah and then waiting afterwards is a halacha that applies to everyone. Ha-chasidus shel ha-rishonim ha-esa she-shahu sha'achas. What makes the chasidim ha-rishonim chasidim is that they spent an hour in preparation and then an hour after the tefillah. V'halacha l'koel is yishos me'at. The halacha for everyone, those who are not chasidim ha-rishonim, is a little bit, but that applies to everyone. Everyone has to delay some time after the tefillah. Al ha-she'iyah lifnei ha-tefillah kvar dibarnu. We've already spoken about the preparation, the time spent before the tefillah. She mesugeles leshanis kol ha-tefillah letova. It has a property of changing the entire tefillah for good. If one prepares for, we said there, for a moment, for a minute or two before. Acharei ha-tefillah, what we're speaking about now is after the tefillah. Aleinu leizaher shelo nase oisa kemasui. We have to beware not to treat the tefillah as a burden. Shadam ashlichu velechle. The person just casts off and walks away. Vezois aleinu ladas. We need to know this. Ki yosei b'mash ha-tefillah yisalus lesha'a. More than the tefillah is a temporary exaltation. It's more than it's a temporary moment of inspiration. Hi hachana lishasim. Tefillah is preparation for the rest of the day. Uma gadolu ha'inyan, how great is this concept? Lamshich mashu mirigshei ha'kodesh, to extend, to pull something of those holy sensations. Shisoreru be'esumdenu lifnei Hashem yitzborach, those sensations that were stimulated when we stood before Hashem, el toich ha'shayos ha'bois, to extend them into the coming hours. That's a tremendous concept. Uma aluv hu adam, how impoverished, how wretched is the individual? Turns immediately after his tefillah to his mundane occupations, without remembering at all. Just a few minutes before, he stood before his creator and he pleaded with him. That's just meaningless, and he goes into his things. This is one of the fundamentals of Avodah. The day should be connected. There should be a thread that passes through the whole day. Each part of the day should be connected to the part that precedes and the part that follows. So that we don't live in two domains. One is kodesh when you're davening, one is shechol when you're working. But rather that the mundane part of our life should also be connected to Kedusha and influenced by it. Adkan.